In Sydney, the Tyro team now turned their attention to helmet testing.
We did quite a bit of helmet testing and quite a bit of research into helmets. We did some major studies, or particular major study, into the effectiveness of motorcyclists' helmets. We also did a lot of work on pedal cyclists' helmets, both testing and crash studies, looking at their effectiveness. A lot of that work became directed towards getting a change to the Australian standard so that the helmets worn by pedal cyclists could be lightweight and well ventilated. The old standard really led to a helmet that was like a mini motorcycle helmet, so it was heavy and uncomfortable and expensive. We were able to demonstrate through our testing and the crash studies that a helmet could be much lighter weight, could be ventilated, and still provide effective protection. And we actually developed some testing methods to help confirm that that was the case.
However, getting pedal cyclists to wear their helmets was another matter. Barry Elliott is a consulting psychologist with a special interest in road safety.
The image of somebody wearing a bicycle helmet was being a dork. And that was the main reason kids wouldn't wear them. It wasn't really the inconvenience. Maybe for girls it was messing their hair up. But for guys, it was all about looking like a dork. And that is why, in the long run, we recommended if you can make everybody look like a dork by legislating and making enforcement, that issue goes away. But I think it was the best example I can think of peer pressure working against us. And we're one of the few countries in the world with compulsory bicycle helmet wearing. The best and simplest way to change behaviour in road safety is to pass a law and enforce it. But you have to enforce it. Queensland brought in the bicycle helmet law with no penalty and no enforcement. Now, originally I passed the law, and I think they got compliance rates up to around about 80%. Within a year, it had fallen down to 20%. No penalty, no enforcement. And I remember going up there and talking to their parliamentary committee and just saying, if you want to have any effect on a behaviour change terms, there's got to be a consequence. And they brought a penalty in and police started. Because the police won't enforce something if there's no penalty. Why should they?
In Victoria, the road authorities took another tack. Ray Taylor recalls.
One of the programs that the RTA put forward was a rebate scheme where they asked people to purchase helmets. And if they purchased helmets of the right sort with the Australian standard, they could then cut a coupon out of the newspapers that was put in advert by the RTA. And if they sent that coupon in with the detail from the standards sticker on their helmet, they then received $10 back. That got a lot of helmets out there.
In New South Wales, the Tyro team was deeply involved in other safety issues.
There was also quite a bit of work done on the things that you run into, because the crash studies that we had done, where you go out to accident sites and look at what's happened in an accident, really highlighted the fact that some of the heavy street lighting poles that were around were quite lethal in relatively low-speed accidents. And we did quite a bit of work with the manufacturers of poles to look at breakaway bases on the poles and collapsible poles, so that in a crash the pole wouldn't cut through the car, but it would also help to contain the car, to catch it so that it didn't bounce off and create other problems. We also did work on the median barriers that you can put between traffic lanes, because, again, those head-on accidents are just so much energy involved that whatever you can do to divert two cars so that they don't come into head-on collision is going to provide a big benefit. And those same barriers can be used around bridge abutments. And it's interesting, when Princess Diana was killed in that crash in Paris, I noticed that there were structures in that tunnel that were exposed that the car crashed into that wouldn't be exposed on our roads in New South Wales, because we had learnt long ago not to have those features where they're exposed to that sort of a crash.